This is WBFYLP 100.9 FM in Belfast, Maine. We're trying a new special program here. We're going to log you into the City Council meeting. It's being conducted over the internet, and you'll be able to hear the audio of all the different city councilors speaking to one another. Thanks for tuning in to Community Radio.
Welcome to the City of Belfast Special Council Meeting, Belfast City Hall. Some of us in council chambers, some of us at home. Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, 7 o'clock p.m., City of Belfast Special Meeting, call to order. I call this meeting to order. Roll call.
Mayor Eric Sanders.
Present.
Councilors Mary Mortier.
Here.
Neil Harkness.
Here.
Brenda Bonneville.
Here.
Michael Hurley.
Here.
Paul Dean.
Present.
City Manager Aaron Herbig.
Present.
And Admin Assistant Amanda Cushman. Here.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Thanks
going
for
back
being here.
To you.
Adoption of the agenda. I'm looking for a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? I see nor hear any. I'm going to take it to a roll call vote for the first time. Ward 1?
Yes.
Ward 2?
Yes.
Ward 3?
Yes.
Ward 4?
Yes.
Ward 5?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Agenda item tonight is request to approve city response to the coronavirus COVID-19, and that is dated April 1st, 2020. I've been asked to read a few things, so council, if you'll bear with me. Mm-hmm. As we meet tonight, the special meeting was called last night, largely right after the governor's stay healthy at home directive starting at midnight tonight. So I'm going to do a quick overview and then a quick overview of what it means for the city. I'm going to look for a motion to adopt our response at that time and a second, and then I will open it up to everybody on the council in no particular order, since I can see you all tonight, for any discussion or things you might want to say to the public. We are being streamed live on cityofbelfast.org. We are on Belfast TV, and we are live, thanks to Vic Treadwell, the general station manager at WBFY. So we're in a new world, and I'm very proud of all of us being here in this world together. So I want to say that in advance. Yeah. And now I'll read summation. Yesterday, Governor Janet Mills issued a series of new mandates to protect public health and safety in the face of COVID-19, including a stay healthy at home directive that requires people living in Maine to stay at home unless for an essential job or an essential personal reason, such as obtaining food, medicine, health care, or other necessary purposes. The governor also mandated a series of other new restrictions, including for essential businesses and operations that remain open, limiting the number of customers in their buildings at any one time, implementing curbside pickup and delivery options as much as possible, and enforcing U.S. CDC recommended physical distancing requirements. Bullet point 2, prohibiting the use of public transportation unless for an essential job or reason that cannot be done from home, and limiting the number of people traveling in private vehicles to persons within the immediate household unless transporting for essential activities. Bullet point 3, mandating the continued termination of classroom or other in-person instruction until at least May 1st, 2020. And I will note that I received as a parent a communication from our school board president late this afternoon that at this moment, the Belfast RSU 71 school district would be looking, if possible, to resume school on Monday, May 4th. That's from Mary Alice McLeod. And then final bullet point, mandating that when out of the home or when at work at an essential business, individuals shall maintain a minimum distance of 6 feet from other persons. So that's the official summation. Why we're here tonight, I think in general and specifically to get a handle on this and also to bring information to the public. is to give you a response of what the city of Belfast, what does it mean for us? And special thanks to Aaron Herbig, the city manager, for doing an immense amount of work in a short period of time, to be honest. And Amanda Cushman, Nora McGrath, and everybody else at City Hall, because they are number one in our hearts. But what does it mean for the city of Belfast? We can discuss in comments, but from the page that I'm reading tonight, we encourage the public to continue to utilize what services they can online, over the phone, or through postal mail. Each city department has created a plan to continue to provide their essential services to our community. I will highlight several departments specifically at this time. Anyone looking for a full list of what modifications are being made to each department can view the letter dated April 1st, 2020, today, on the city website, and that is www.cityofbelfast.org and Facebook page. So here we go. Public safety. Access to the police department and fire ambulance department will be closed to all non-employees access, except in emergency situations. And if you have an emergency, please call 911. Committee council meetings. The city has suspended all in-person committee meetings through April 30th, 2020. All city council and city committee meetings will occur online using this format, Zoom, and can be streamed on the city website. All regularly scheduled council meetings will air live on Bell TV as well as on Belfast Community Radio, WBFY 100.9. Members of the public who wish to submit announcements, questions, or comment for the city council, and we will review this again tonight, folks, but anybody who wants to submit things to be read, discussed, and potentially actioned or talked about, it would go to a special city council or planning board meeting email, and that address is public@cityofbelfast.org, P-U-B-L-I-C, public@cityofbelfast.org. We encourage that emails be sent prior to the date and time of the meeting so that we would have time to read them and discuss them and think about them. But public comment will be accepted during the duration of the meeting. And I believe tonight, during this special council meeting, there will be a streamer down at the bottom of the television indicating that email address again. So please see the city website for how best to observe remotely for all other meetings. General assistance. Anyone needing general assistance should contact the administrator, Jody Stout, and that number is 338-3370, extension 120. Applications will be processed over the phone, email, and postal mail. 338-3370, extension 120, will also connect elderly residents of Belfast who are homebound and need access to supplies, such as food or prescriptions, through the Ring of Caring program. Transfer station will remain open to the public and ask that you please stop your vehicle at the end of the building by the office slat window, and wait for instruction by a city employee before exiting your vehicle. The transfer station will be suspending all recycling, and we ask that you please include your recycling in with your household trash for the month of April. Payment for trash will be accepted as cash only. There's a wooden box out there by the bin and should be placed in the designated payment receptacle. Additionally, in an effort to reduce staff contact and possible exposure to the COVID-19 virus, the city downtown trash receptacles, except for along the Harbor Walk and rail trail, have been removed. And I'm sure a few councilors will speak to that tonight. Please utilize the transfer station. City clerk and tax office will continue to be available by phone and email to answer questions of any nature, as well as to assist anyone with the process of performing transactions online or through postal mail. Trust me, they had to help me tonight with Zoom. So if I have to pay a bill, I'm going to need help. So we understand that, and we are here for you. All interest accrued from March 18th to April 30th, 2020 on sewer or tax payments will be deferred without penalty. Parks and Recreation. At this time, our city parks and trails will remain open to the public, but we would like to stress the importance of following the CDC guidelines for COVID-19 and social distancing. Harbor. We have closed the public restrooms at the harbor until further notice. Please know that we are completely committed to continuing city business over the phone, by email, postal mail. All city department contact information is available online at the city website, www.cityofbelfast.org. And we all want to thank you for your patience and coordination during this uncertain time.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, Mary.
Motion to accept the proposed temporary modifications to the daily city operating procedures as described in the city manager's April 1st, 2020 letter to the public, and to direct the city manager to use her discretion to make such written emergency modifications as may be deemed necessary as circumstances evolve, advising the council immediately upon such modifications.
Thank you, Mary. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Neil. Thank you. I'm now going to open it up for general discussion. Clearly, it's a broadly based discussion motion. And I can see everybody, so I'm going to say just raise your hand. I will write down names in order. And who would like to start talking?
Oh, I thought Vic was raising his hand to talk.
Neil.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know people are really, they're scared. They're worried about the future. I think what we can do, we can't solve this problem. We can just ride it out. And what we need to do is let them know that the city and their city services, as much as possible, are going to be here for them. That this is not some zombie movie. There's no chaos. Things are under control. These are reasonable measures. There are things people can work with. The governor's order is reasonable. It allows you to go to this grocery store, go to your pharmacy, go to your, do minimal business, even in non-essential businesses. This came up today. You are allowed to perform minimal operations. You're not banned from going to your store or your shop or your place of business. You can't be open to the public to come in if you're non-essential. And I think these are all important. And I watched today a news report about the San Francisco area, which was considered one of the most endangered areas a few weeks ago. And they have pretty much flattened the curve. The growth of the virus has slowed to a crawl in the San Francisco area because they have followed these kind of measures. Now, we have advantages over them in that we're not a transportation hub. We're not millions of people. We're a few thousand. And we can do this. And we can hold the damage done to our community health-wise to a minimum. And people need to know that we are going to do everything we can, working with the state, with the chamber, with the Creative Coalition, with Our Town Belfast, with local businesses of all sizes, to do everything we can to limit the economic damage. And we're going to ride this out. It's going to be another month, maybe more than another month. But we have capable people on the job, both in the city government and in the private sector. And of course, people are going to remain concerned. But I hope that seeing that the business of the city is being conducted will give people confidence that we have a bright future ahead of us in this town. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Brenda.
Thank you. So I think Neil summed it up very well. The only thing I wanted to add, just a couple of small points. In terms of the transfer station, information, and this information is available in the letter that went out today to the citizens of Belfast. So it's $3, not $3.50, which I think is helpful to people who don't have to fish for change and whatnot. So that's a reduction in the rate right now, and it's a $3 exact change deposit at a box at the transfer station. And then the other thing I wanted just to encourage people to do, there's a lot of information, and Eric, you did a great job of summarizing, but it's also available online more in depth. So people can see the letter on the City of Belfast website. They can see the letter that went out today on the City of Belfast Facebook page. I also shared it on my Facebook page. I'm sure a lot of you other counselors did as well. So I would just encourage people to really just take a deeper look at the letter, just to kind of know what's expected. And, you know, my hope for everybody is that they follow the guidelines to their best abilities, because the bottom line is we want everybody to stay healthy and safe, and, you know, for their own sake and then for the community at large. So that's what I would like to add to the discussion here. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul.
First, I just wanted to take a moment and thank our new city manager, Aaron Herbig. I think it's your third week on the job. And you said you were going to hit the ground running when we interviewed you. That has been what's been happening. I've read the executive order put out by Governor Mills. It's a 6-page document that it's very well written. I think people should take a few moments and sit down and read through it. It is important. The other thing, too, is what's important to know is that you can go grocery shopping. My wife and I have gotten it down to about every two and a half weeks. We don't go as much as we have. And so grocery shopping is an allowed thing to do, along with obtaining medical care or medication, providing care for another person or livestock, or commuting to and from for essential jobs. But there are many other points that are well worth reading in there. If you're going to be outside, you know, you can go outside to exercise, just keep your social distance of 6 feet. Anybody coming into the state must self-quarantine for 14 days. These are good ways to flatten a curve. They certainly are. I'd like to take a moment and thank Councilor Mike Hurley, the Chamber of Commerce, Village Soup, Penn Bay Pilot, for creating lists of local businesses who serve food for takeout. This is important. During an emergency situation, you have to think of certain things: food, shelter, and clothing. And that food list is important. Someone may want to buy something that you're not going to cook tonight. So the other thing before I close out, it's important for people to call a friend every day, or a relative, or contact your neighbors and see how they're doing. You know, do they need anything at the grocery store? But the other thing, too, is to stay busy. Get that project done that you've been putting off for a long time. Give your kids a hug. Bond with people. And in closing, I wanted to thank my fellow counselors and city employees for their work. It's been really amazing what they're doing to help the citizens of the city of Belfast. So we're all in this together. And I'm looking at a screen right now with a lot of people that have been doing a lot for the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Mary.
I'd like to thank first two different organizations. Number one, the City of Belfast under the leadership of our new city manager, Aaron Herbig, as well as with the support of the department heads. We have fabulous staff working for the city, and the department heads lead fabulous teams that they work together with. And this has been a cooperative, planned, calm, cool. The Marines would be proud of how this operation has come together and laid itself out and been presented. But I'd also like to thank and make note of the leadership of the Waldo County General Hospital. and the pre-planning and pre-organization and smooth organization and planning and testing that and advising that they have put out. Living in the community, I feel confident that should I need their services, they are going to be there to support any health issues that might arise in a calm, cool, and collected way. And I want to make note of, I'm not going to name everybody, but there are a number of people and organizations in the community who have really stepped up to help their fellow business people, whether they be retailers or service providers or restaurants or just friends and family, entrepreneurs, people that work for big companies and little companies. You see the best of a community, and we live in a really great community, but you see the best of the community when people are helping each other out and finding new and creative outside of the box ways to help each other out. And I know I got a phone call from Brenda today just checking in, and I appreciated that. And I appreciated Paul's comment to reach out and call somebody, check in with them. And maybe it's somebody you might not do on a normal, daily basis, even once a week if you reach out to check on somebody, because isolation can be a really wicked thing, especially for older people. We're very busy with things that we're engaged in, whether we're going to an office to work or whether we're working at home. But not everybody has that engagement in their daily lives. And even people who are newly working at home and have children at home with them at the same time, I think my lucky stars that I'm not in that position right now. So I have great empathy and sending strength to all of the people who are in that position. But they too could use a little check-in from somebody just to say, we're thinking about you and how are you doing? How are you holding up? Sending you strength. So I hope that we will all, as we move now into the third solid week of staying at home for the most part, I hope that we will all wake up in the morning and think about the word patience. Patient, first of all, with the person that we're sharing a confined space with for too many hours a day, and then be patient with everyone else we cross paths with in every way during the day. And just keep reminding ourselves that patience is maybe the most important word in our vocabulary right now. It's only been 2 weeks. There's four to go before we have whatever the next update is. And, I like that whoever said about just now about doing a project you maybe haven't done or put off doing. I think a lot of us will be doing things over the month of April that we maybe didn't necessarily think we were going to be doing in February or March. So I just want to tell people out there in the community that we're thinking about them. We're trying to think outside the box. We're trying to keep people as informed as possible, and we have great leadership at City Hall. Thank you.
Could I ask that whoever's moving papers or whatever, there's a great deal of extraneous noise here.
I don't know.
Again, there's noise right now.
Yeah, I think it might be Mary, I think.
Sounds like anybody moving things around by their microphone.
Paper or something.
Yes, it sounds like.
Thank you, Neil. Mike?
Thank you. You folks have all hit on a lot of stuff. I remember one time I was invited, somebody pitched me to join what I would call a gated community here in Belfast. And I said, geez, I already live in a community. I don't really need a gate on mine. There are so many moving parts. Often people see us talking about economic development or things like that. They don't think about dog parks and transfer stations and who's emptying garbage cans or cleaning the restrooms. So it takes a lot of people to do these things. And That is what the people of Belfast pay taxes for, is to get those things. And I'm always in awe of how well our employees from the top right to the last guy mowing lawns or last woman mowing lawns. They're really good people working for the people of Belfast. A couple of things I wanted to say. I have some actual policy things, which I'll get to in a second at the end here. I just want to say, if you see me touching my face, I'm washing my hands like crazy. I have my office, which I'm in, under lockdown. I don't let anybody in my office. I have Purell. I have Lysol. I'm cleaning doorknobs. I use a paper towel when I open doors coming in and out of my house even. So if you see me, I have the luxury of getting to touch my face because I'm practicing really good care. I carry rubber gloves in my car and regular work gloves, which I'll wear also. And everybody should be doing that because, was it Neil? You just talked about flattening the curve. Somebody was doing a little bit of math with the amount of people who have been so far diagnosed in Waldo County. And it's clear it is working. We have distanced ourselves and we have slowed this thing down. Now, we're not stopping it, but this is working. So keep doing that. I want to thank Mary. Thank you for mentioning the people who have done those things. You know, we built a really good team here of Belfast Creative Coalition, pretty much serving the artists, arts community of whatever that is. Our town, Belfast Center, serving the downtown community, the Main Street organization. The Chamber of Commerce serving the Belfast area, and that's everything from Unity and Stockton and Lincolnville, so it's quite a big area. And Thomas Kittredge, our Economic Development Director. And I just want people to know there's a couple of different things, and I also want to say, you know, we're forgetting Susan Dupler, our public health nurse, who has been really on this, working out of the hospital. You know, identifying some homeless people, helping in every possible way. The thing I wanted to say about these three organizations, I was in on a phone call today with SBA and CEI, SBA, Small Business Administration, CEI. And there is so much help today from the smallest single person shop to the largest. I was yesterday I was on a theater owners call and they referred to people who employ more than 10,000. No, I don't think I'm one of those guys. The bottom line on these things is whether it's unemployment, whether it's the Paycheck Protection Act, or whether it's the SBA economic disaster loan. These are things everybody should be doing now. They should be filing them now. Don't wait. Let them, you know, and they're somewhat complicated. So please reach out to either the Creative Coalition, the Chamber of Commerce, Thomas, or our town Belfast. Zach Schmesher, who's done a fantastic job. I've had people keep calling me with rumors. Somebody moved into their house and they got here from Florida, or somebody's got a car with license plates. And I'm like, first off, this governor's declaration is not declaring a police state. People are allowed to come to their home here. What we're calling on them to do is stay in their home. That goes the same for if you were a college kid and you just got back, you should be staying at that house for 14 days. So I think I just hit all my points, except I want to say this about funding. All of these programs that are you know, who I had one person say to me today, well, I feel kind of guilty. You know, I don't like taking a handout. And I go, well, whose money do you think they're giving? It is your money. These are your tax dollars that have been collected, and now they're being given back to you. So, you know, do not restrain yourself from doing this and taking care of your family and your business and your jobs. But this is a buffet. You have to get up and get a dish. They're not going to come knock on your door and say, here's your, well, actually, you'll get that $1,200 in the mail. But other than that, you've got to get up and make an effort. So thank you again for everybody who's doing all this and the people of Belfast who are doing a fantastic job. I really want to say, you know, I'm really, I love this town and I love these people. And boy, they give you reason to love them and not in behaving so well and really doing a great job. I had 3 points I wanted to bring up about the declaration. One, I got a number of calls about the restrooms being closed. I understand that right now is an emergency, but as the weather keeps getting nicer and nicer, I think we're going to have to figure out something. It is really a public health issue that maybe we're going to have to do something about cleaning or something that's going to maintain them so that people have an ability, because John Rennie, the owner, one of the Rennie's family, once said, if you don't give them a place to go, they're going to go. And that'll happen. The other one is the same thing about the garbage cans that all disappeared. It didn't take very long out on the rail trail for all of a sudden a giant pile of dog poop bags to emerge on the side of the road. So I think both of these things, we're going to have to figure it out better than just pulling the plug on it. And maybe we can talk about that at the council meeting or by the council meeting next Tuesday. Lastly, I sent a note to Aaron. When they do these emergency declarations, there's often monies for cities that are reimbursable for costs of things like you needed a new computer, you needed a Zoom camera, you needed a truck, you needed to hire a private service. You know, I'm just saying it out loud. I mentioned it to her that we really need to keep an eye on that because when they, there will be a end date on that and they will, there'll be a reimbursement if we ask for it, if we put in for it. All right. So, everybody, thank you again.
Thank you, Mike. Neil.
Thank you. Thinking about what Mike was saying about the community and just a couple of things that small things in the big picture. One, a very small thing. We have one of those little libraries in front of our house here on the end of Pearl Street. I've been keeping it filled with books. So, you know, if anybody can't get in the library, you want a book, come on down here. They're all over town. But I can tell you there's one right here on the common on Pearl Street. And I'm keeping it filled. But I went out the other day to yesterday morning to check to see if needed to put any more books in. And somebody had put a couple of bags of rice and a couple of bags of dried beans in the little library. So if someone came along and needed something, that there was some food in there that they could take home. That's the kind of people we have in this community. And I noticed a local business, and I won't say the name here because people are sensitive, a local business that put on Facebook that they were struggling, and they put up a GoFundMe page. Before the end of the day, they'd raised over $3,000. Local citizens giving money to help them out. And I think that's just fantastic. And what we've seen has really, you know, there's a lot of really bad results going to come out of this, but I think we're going to come out with a much stronger sense of community. And just one other thing, and I wanted to read this. I liked this so much I made a meme and put on Facebook. I just wanted to quote something that the governor said. in her remarks when she regarding her order. I'll read it. Just take a second. She said, "I implore you, look to yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors on the front lines, first responders and healthcare workers fighting the virus, those who can't stay home, the children who live around the corner, the farmer who grows your food, the grocer and the pharmacist who sell you goods, the teachers who are missing their kids, the fisherman, the sailor, the truck driver, the janitor, the waitress at your favorite diner. These are the people you are protecting by staying home. This is who you are saving." I just want that message to get out to people. This is who we are saving. We're saving ourselves and we're saving our community. And I really appreciate the way everyone has stepped up in that regard.
Thank you. Well, I'll add briefly. A couple of weeks ago, I was interviewed by Ned, and I talked about how I saw a lot of stress, but not panic. And that was somewhat articulated. I was reading an article today about emotions and anxiety and fear can lead to panic. And I think it's wise of us to understand that it is natural to have anxiety in these times, to be cognizant of the probableness of anyone that you're talking to has anxiety and fear, and to treat each other with utmost respect. And of course, I feel that we as a city do that. And I believe that's why we all live here. I think the month of April will be long. Just going to be honest about that. But I think it will get easier, just as these Zoom meetings will get easier. And I suspect when this is all over, we may not want to have council meetings in the chambers anymore, just the way we all sit. And it's okay.
I like sitting on my couch.
Exactly. And I know you do. But I think that a healthy level of realism, patience, and I'm going to use the word love, because it's a phrase that we all have felt that we've had in our lives, at some point in our lives, if not still today, love and hope. But I think that we'll see a lot of that from the actions people choose to do in the next month. The city slimming down its staff and doing the coordinated things that Aaron must do for the governor's mandate makes sense, and it's common sense, and this is a town full of people with common sense. We don't want people to litter and put their household garbage in the receptacles, and we want to just remain calm and remember that anxiety and fear are natural in these times, but there are ways to overcome it, and community is a great way to do that. And as I wrote here on this Zoom group chat, everyone, I cannot thank you enough, and that's what I mean, and that's how I feel. It's been a stressful week. It's going to be a stressful month, but we'll get through it together, and hopefully if there's any small businesses or any citizens that have any needs or concerns, by God, give us a call. We want to help you individually, as citizens, as council members. We want to do that. So, but we got to know that you have a need. So now's not the time to be silent if you have some quick problems that need some help. And I'm speaking for the council that they all feel that way, because we've been in a lot of discussions about that. I am hopeful that our hospital sounds, and I read it's up to snuff, it's ready to go, and it's doing well. We will keep abreast and ask to be involved with any help that they may need as a city. I would also like to say that we probably will be doing budget workshops, all kinds of things in April, very possibly into May, via Zoom, and people are just going to have to get used to watching this on the way that it's going on. The next thing that I wanted to talk about briefly with the group was just, we all had an opportunity at Monday night's Zoom workshop to just briefly, I think Michael had originally asked for a brief synopsis of what may or may not be on the agenda for next Tuesday, but I want us all to, between now and Friday before Aaron sends it out, to take a hard look at it. And I'd have to say, if we have several executive sessions and several things that are probably going to happen, but we just want to make sure that we have all of the essential things that are coming right up on that, and that they need to have some priority, if we think of anything that's not on that list, to make sure they're on there for Friday's meeting, because we've been in a fluid situation the last couple of weeks. So take another look at the proposed agenda and let Aaron and us know what we can do to add, subtract, whatever. But it's going to be a very important meeting. Mike.
We keep talking about April. Thank you, Eric, by the way. Really appreciate the job you've been doing. Hats off to our mayor. Thank you.
Sure.
Yes.
And the I was in on, I mentioned a big phone call with a member of National Association of Theater Owners. So when are we talking about movies coming back? Earliest is June 15th. So when we talk about April and what's going to be going on in May, let's, start preparing ourselves. I was in on another phone call with a bunch of business advisors, and they were saying prepare for 4 to 6 months to go through this. If it comes out sooner, God bless us all. Thank you. We'll take it. But I think, the idea that we're going to get out of this in a week or two is premature. And just, I think if we start thinking long-term rather than really short-term, it's going to help us prepare for what's coming. So thank you. Chance to speak, and I really appreciate everybody contributing their thoughts and perhaps a sliver of your hearts in this meeting, because that's what I heard. I am now going to do a roll call on the motion, and the Ward 1, Ward 2,
yes.
Ward 3,
yes.
Ward 4,
yes.
Ward 5. Motion passes 5-0. At this time, this completes the agenda. Right.
Does Aaron have anything to
ask? I was just about to
pretty much make time.
I was just about to ask our city manager any thoughts she's been watching the meeting, anything that she can add that we left out, etc.
Thank you. The first thing that we want to say is thank you to the mayor and the councilors for really showing leadership through the unprecedented circumstance. There is so much uncertainty, and right now what this community really needs is leadership, and the mayor and the council are really providing that with a level of thoughtfulness and care to look out for all of our businesses, all of our families, and everyone in our community that is impacted by this in a lot of different ways. So thank you to each of you. And then I also just need to say that you all have already mentioned it, but the team of people that work for the City of Belfast are exceptional. I knew that when I took this job, but now I know it in my heart and in my gut, because they have really stepped up to the plate to be very flexible, to continue to provide services for our community. We've continued to change how we do business. Thank you to the public for your patience and working with us. But really, more than anything, if I could say to citizens of Belfast, is that the mayor, the council, and all employees of the City of Belfast are still here for you. We want to support you. We want to help you. And with anything you need, any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to any of us. We really are all in this together, and we're here for you. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, councilors.
Thank you. I will be looking for someone to make a motion to adjourn the meeting until next Tuesday night, which, as a reminder, will begin at 7 o'clock on Zoom. It'll be streaming live on Bell TV on the
everything that is public at cityofbelfast.org. That is the email website. Thank you all very much, and I look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? All right, I'm just going to say all those in favor, raise your hands. All right, there's Paul. Okay. God bless everybody. It was nice seeing everybody. And thank you, Amanda. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you, Matt.
You've been listening to the April 1st meeting of the Belfast City Council, held electronically. This is Belfast Community Radio. I'm Vic Treadwell, the station manager. I apologize for the deterioration in the audio quality, starting at about minute 41. Not quite sure why that happened. Thanks for listening to Community Radio and for your concern with local public affairs.